chama. Opa! Fajera, Asaba! Eu vou claro o ensaio da
TV. Antinacional é Basício Hansman.
Taking the real, no joke.
Yeah! Darling himself.
Huh?
Casa.
Yala.
Wait!
That's Antinational, direct from the ghetto. This is Community Centrum here. Starting off the new year in the studio, live, after all of the big celebrations last night.
Massive celebration.
And in the studio is me, Hank, and also
Bass Mama
and Moonstazi.
Moonstazi, Bass Mama, and Hank. And of course, you all should know if you're listening to this radio station that we are broadcasting from stolen and unceded lands. Stolen lands.
That's right. Sovereignty never ceded.
That's it.
Maintain the rage.
And maintain the rage, exactly.
Big ups to everyone that survived 2025. Here we go, next round. Stand strong, fight harder.
Yeah, let's make it a better year.
Yeah, we should. And that's why we're here. That's why lots of people come into 3CR and give their time. There's so many volunteers. And today, this show is for purpose of this community centrum here, which is especially put on for summer programming, is to talk about ways that we can act to ensure that bad things are not done, like removing people's rights and murdering people with methods of war and the technology of destruction around the globe, among other things, taking people's housing from them, etc. And key in that is that people can protest. So we're going to kind of focus the show today on the struggle to make sure that we can maintain our right to protest. Hard-won rights. They didn't come from nowhere. They came from people fighting for it, which shows that you can get it and you can keep it.
Exactly. And all that is under threat right now with new anti-protest laws coming in thick and fast.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your right and your voice to what happens within your own country.
That's right.
International.
Yeah. Positive warriors vibration. There we are. Yes, that intro track is by Sad C and Darlino, which is called Antinational Embassy.
Where's that from?
It's from Germany, but they're not Germans. They're refugees. Yeah. Because if you heard the song, maybe I'll play the proper song so people can hear it, but they're talking about, you know, being in the camps, etc. So, yes.
Well, before we start, you two look like you had a great night last night.
You too.
Did I?
Yeah.
I saw you all on the dance floor, numerous dance floors, in fact.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it was a great night. All the DJs, fantastic.
Yes.
Different genres and everything else.
We saw the new year in style.
In style,
we certainly did.
We're still alive.
Yeah, among a lot of really nice people too.
Beautiful.
There were tons of beautiful people out.
There were.
Yeah. It was a really nice evening. Yeah.
We were in Northcote, and it did have a pretty good vibe, just around the place, didn't it?
It did, it did. Mm. We had an unfortunate run-in with the police a bit later on, but apart from that, it was...
yes, yes, we maybe won't talk about that until the next court case.
But, no, it was good. It was a good night, good gathering.
Yeah, setting the tone for this year's Mischief and Mayhem.
Yay! Should I get on to the first item?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're talking, I just introduced that, and by all means interrupt during the reading of the text because there might be things you want to say. I'm talking to the co-hosts here. This is, because we're talking about protest and the importance of it and the laws, new laws that governments around the country, not just Victoria, want to bring into... curtail people's right to fight for what we need to actually have done in this land, so-called Australia. And there's an article which actually Base Mama pointed out, which is very timely, that on the 30th of December 2025, this came out in The Guardian. It was The Guardian, wasn't it? Yep. Written by Douglas Smith, and it's called, I think it's worth reading through because it's to the point. 10 years since David Dungai Jr. died in jail. So that was 10 years, 2 days ago. A rally to protest deaths in custody could test New South Wales' new laws. Anti-protest laws, that is. Dunguti Man's nephew says fight for justice is not just political, it is spiritual, cultural, and about survival. Just let me have a little sip of a...
bit of a rough night.
Yeah. You know, this is real gritty life we're having here. Since his uncle died in custody at one of New South Wales' toughest prisons a decade ago, Paul Silver has been advocating for change almost daily. From organising large-scale rallies with thousands in attendance to sitting through numerous coronial inquiries and supporting families, he says the right to protest is needed now more than ever. The nephew of David Dungai Jr., a Dunguti man, who died at the age of 26 at Long Bay Jail in Sydney's southern suburbs on the 29th of December 2015, Silver says the fight for justice, is not just political, it is spiritual, cultural, and about survival. On Monday, about 80 people gathered at Kempsey Police Station on New South Wales' mid-north coast to remember Dungai Jr. and to protest after Australia's recorded its highest number of Aboriginal deaths in custody in 45 years.
What's that saying about this country, huh? We're certainly not getting any better in that area. And, yeah, the Royal Commission had a pile of recommendations that they recommended, over 20 years ago, and still they haven't even been, put into action yet. So, what's going on there?
So what's the process all about? Why even have the Royal Commission? It's just a show, clearly, because they, what did it say? Highest number of Aboriginal deaths in custody in 45 years.
Crazy.
Insane. So there's, there's a lot of talk, but no action. I'll continue. There's a quote from Silver, who said, "It not only marks the 10th anniversary of David Dungai Jr. and the lack of justice and accountability for us as a family, but it was to also highlight the broader issues that Aboriginal people are facing." In 2024 to 25, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people accounted for 33 of the 113 deaths in custody, the largest number since 1979 to 80. New South Wales recorded the highest number of deaths of any state or territory during that time, with the state's coroner releasing a statement in October acknowledging the, quote, profoundly distressing milestone. People marched through the streets of Kempsey, New South Wales, holding a banner with pictures of David Dungay Jr. Just to make a comment there again, we're emphasising the point of what if these people couldn't do that? What if they weren't allowed to, you know, acknowledge the tragedy of this person's death and bring to light that it's just not on? I'll continue. On Monday, people marched through the streets of Kempsey, New South Wales, to mark the 10th anniversary of the death of 26-year-old Dungudi man David Dungay Jr. Silver said, I feel that it exposes the system for what it really is. He continues, they, the government, don't really care about Aboriginal deaths in custody. These people are not just statistics to us. They are family members. They are brothers, sisters, mothers, cousins, and fathers. As of the 30th of June, 600 First Nations people have died in custody since the 1991 Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody was held.
Long time ago.
Yep.
And yeah, none of those recommendations have been taken on board. And with the, also the death of Veronica Walker, there was a whole lot of things introduced to do with the bail laws, so that Aboriginal people would be able to get bail, you know, for small things, and not have to be in prison, especially coming off of drug habits and those things being unattended, which is how Veronica died. And it was just last year that they, all those changes that people fought so hard for with the bail laws were revoked, and now there are tougher bail laws than ever, which is one of the things that really jeopardises the safety of Aboriginal people going into custody.
Yep, that's right. Which just shows that at the flick of a pen, they can just take it away, which is why it's so important to keep banging on about this, because it needs to be. If I hadn't gone out last night, I could probably say something even better.
Well, you did last night.
Sorry, I don't mean to, like, disparage the topic by being light, but,
Do you know what's really sad is it's also happening around the world. And we should look in our own backyard first before we can even think of helping someone else. And when we just let it go on and on and on year after year, it doesn't get any better for the whole country. It actually gets worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember one of the things that when David Dungay Jr. passed away, in the video footage, he's on the ground with, like, all these cops on top of him, and he was saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And this is exactly what happened to George Floyd, you know? The whole Black Lives Matter thing, there was, like, you know, riots in the street. There was, like, you know, this huge movement. Yeah, and I think it was Dobie did a song where he sampled an Australian reporter in America saying, oh, you know, in Australia, we just wouldn't understand the issues that you have here. And the irony of that, when an Aboriginal person was killed in exactly the same way as George Floyd, and, you know, the response was like zero, I guess really, I don't know, just really shows how deep the oppression of colonisation, you know, it is here, and how, you know, some lives are more than others.
And look at the changes, like, when you think, talk about, like, the same methods were used by police. The same brutal methods. They have the same training. And I know there's reports of, I don't actually know, haven't checked the details in Australia, but I know that in the United States they actually get training from Israeli security forces. So they use the same methods on their own population that the Israelis used on Palestinians in the occupied territories. And they're doing it, and they do it to Aboriginal people here as well. Silver says Monday's gathering is one of the two to be held for Dungay Junior, with a second rally planned for Sydney's Hyde Park on the 18th of January. So if anybody in Sydney's listening, because you're going to listen online, of course, and I hope you are. If you can't, if you're not up at this time of the morning on the 1st of January, there will be a 18th of January another rally in Hyde Park, Sydney, to mark 10 years since he was laid to rest. It comes as New South Wales passed new laws last week in response to the Bondi Beach terrorist attack, giving the State Police Commissioner powers to ban protests on New South Wales streets for 14 days and up to 3 months once a terrorism determination has been made. And who's the terrorist here? You know, when David Dungay was like the same as George Floyd, you know, who's terrorising who here?
Exactly. It's called state terrorism.
That's right. And it's the police commissioner who is ultimately the head of this, responsible for these behaviours, as well as the other judicial bodies of the state. They're the ones who are determining whether rally should go on. I think maybe it should be determined whether they're capable of and legitimate in holding their positions altogether.
Mm. And with over 400 like Aboriginal deaths in custody, and not one police officer has been found guilty of murder.
Hmm.
I remember I was up on Palm Island when it went to court. The case up there, and all the families from Palm Island went over, and the proceedings in Townsville for the person that was murdered by the police had an all-white jury in one of the most racist redneck towns in Queensland.
Mm.
We know who's going to lose,
yeah?
Exactly.
Yep.
It's not too hard to work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, blatantly rigged. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no justice.
Yeah, everything's stacked up against you before you even do anything.
Yeah. Again, we're talking about looking at the United States example. So what's the difference between that and before the civil rights movement in America, in places like Alabama and Mississippi, et cetera, where, you know, if a black person came up against a jury, there was none of their peers.
Mm.
And they would be convicted. No matter what, right? So, yeah, it's the same situation again, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah. And actually, they were taken first from Africa, if we get it right.
Yeah.
And taken to America.
That's right, they were.
Yeah. So are we repeating history?
And you know, I think pretty much everybody's seen the drawings of the how people were lined up in the bottom of ships, right, to get taken to America. This is the same mentality, right? Yeah. Excuse me. Oops. Have you got to go?
I got to go. So I got to love everyone. Happy New Year to everyone. Lots of love from everyone from 3CR.
Mm.
Resident Frequency, Hank. Be good, be kind to each other. And when you're protesting, you're actually doing it on behalf of other people that can't make it. But it's not just for yourself. It's for your children, their children, their children, and their children. So when you give up your rights, you're giving up their rights.
Mm.
So you might want to think about it and think, hang on, I might hold on to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it goes, you're never getting it back. And then we've got a little red book. And we'd be like robots.
Yeah, all
dressed the same, doing the same thing.
And that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Because by Moon Stasi there, because it's kind of like the onus is on us as a responsibility to those who haven't been born yet or can't stand up for themselves to make sure that, you know, we're looking after people we love.
We've also got the honesty of looking after the planet too.
Yeah.
And everything on and above her. Because the ecosystems work with everything. Take one out and then you've disrupted all, we've got problems. Anyway, on that note, I must go.
See, you're leaving early, but it was good quality. All right, next Thursday. See ya. All right, so I'll continue with it. Thanks, Moonstarzy. Now make sure I get to the don't read what I just read, right? the commissioner, that's right. The new laws could impact the second rally for Dungay, which is, of course, as we said, on the 18th of January, and the upcoming Invasion Day rally on the 26th of January, which will also highlight the record high numbers of Aboriginal deaths in custody, among the other things associated with rightly put Crime Scene Australia. Independent Senator, speaking of which, Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe criticised the laws and said that the Bondi attack should not be used to justify stripping democratic rights.
Absolutely.
Yes, it's a pretty loose connection, right? In fact, no connection.
Stretching that one.
Yeah. Lydia Thorpe said, history shows that when governments grant themselves broad powers to restrict protest, those powers are used first and most harshly against First Peoples and other marginalised communities. She told Guardian Australia, protest is not a threat to democracy. It is a fundamental pillar of democracy. We must not allow governments to strip away one of the few tools our people have ever had to speak truth to power. She goes on. Lydia Thorpe goes on. Peaceful protest is protected under international human rights law. Restricting assemblies simply because a government claims they may, in quotes, sow division, is about silencing voices that speak truth to power. That's end quote from Lydia Thorpe. If rally organisers are banned from holding the upcoming public assemblies, Silver said they would not give in and will tackle them strategically, to quote him. He said, it's like you're sitting in front of an oven, surviving the summer in one of Australia's hottest towns 2 days ago. I think I made a misprint there. 2 days ago, WA police, who shot dead Aboriginal woman, not made meaningful attempts to de-escalate coroner finds. That was just a little caption under a picture there. And just these are some main points. More than 30 years after the Royal Commission, why are Indigenous Australians still dying in custody? All right, these are all ex articles that have been in the paper. So that's the article. 10 years since David Dungay Jr. died in jail, and a rally to protest deaths in custody could test New South Wales laws, and there will be another one in Sydney in Hyde Park on the 18th of January. So,
and here in Nama on Invasion Day, make sure to get down to that too.
For sure, that's right. Yeah, yeah. And on Community Centre Mere, we'll be putting more retrospective speeches and things to as we approach Invasion Day. So as the summer programming period ends here, to remind everybody of why it is so important.
Exactly. And I think we've got a really killer song coming up. If you get a chance to watch the music video for this one, Rumpy Band, it starts in a prison. This is a bit of a jailbreak. And, yeah, killer song and very appropriate to what we're talking about right now.
Yes, well, Rumpy Band, Jailbreak, Jailanguru Pakarno, I think it's called, but my pronunciation is terrible, so I'm sorry for those as I mispronounced it. But, of course, well, Rumpy Band are right.
That's right.
You know.
Get free.
Get free if you can, because nobody deserves to be in those horrible places. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Now we've got time to go next to just a bit of a retrospective from the 12th of August 2025, last year, good grief, where there was a Defend Dissent rally, very pertinent to what we were just talking about.
I remember it well. It was a rainy, wet night. And despite all that, though, people from so many different affected communities came out and braved the rain and, yeah, got their voices heard. So it was a beautiful thing.
Fantastic. Yeah, and you were, you participated in it.
I had very soggy socks.
So this is from that, where was it? Was it at
Parliament?
It was at Parliament.
And then we did a bit of a march around.
Okay, a march around. So here's a couple of speeches from there, which will be introduced by the MC. At the thing, and of course, this is the importance of saying what's the importance of putting this on now, just as a little little thing, reasoning, is that we need activism next year. And one of these issues, apart from like the fact that we need to be able to protest and do other actions, is we've got to fight against some of these laws that they want to introduce, like that the police can fine you $1,000 if they tell you to take off a mask and you haven't got a piece of paper from a doctor that you're carrying around on you. And that's the one of the first things that's spoken about, and there's other issues spoken about in this. So let's go.
My name is Kath. I'm the MC for today. I want to start off by saying thank you so much to everybody who is here, who has come out to brave the very lovely Melbourne weather that we have today. I also want to say thank you for coming out because I know that everybody who cares about activism has been extremely busy recently. There have been so many things that we have needed to come out on the streets about. We've had to come out for Palestine. We've had to come out for the climate. We've had to come out for trans rights. And there's another rally coming up this Saturday about trans rights. Please come along to that. We are all tired. But we need to be here to stand up for our very right to come out on the streets. The Victorian government is trying to bring in laws that will prevent us from protesting in the ways that we want. And I think we've all seen over the last few weeks the way that the police and politicians have tried to turn protest and protesters into the problem, when the problem is genocide, when the problem is the fact that our interests are not being represented by the people who are supposed to represent us. And if we do not have the power to come out and to demonstrate and to push back and to say no more, then anything could happen and we won't be able to change it. We've also seen an increasing attempt to turn opposition to genocide into anti-Semitism. And that is something we also need to be pushing back against, because opposing the deaths of children and civilians does not mean that people hate an entire group of people. So coming out to constantly push back, to say, we are not the extremists. We are the people who want humanity to shine through and for the killing to stop. There's been a lot of talk about how inconvenient protests are. And I'm here to say, sometimes inconvenience is the price we pay for freedom. And we can't forget that. So today we have some absolutely incredible speakers. We are here on the unceded lands of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. And we pay our respects to elders past and present. And we point out as well the, I guess you might call it, irony of First Nations people who own this land being told how they can speak and what they can speak about. Shame! Always was, always will be.
Aboriginal land.
Always was, always will be.
Aboriginal land.
Our first speaker today is Farida. Farida is here to talk in particular about the part of these proposed laws that will stop people from being able to wear masks at protests. Please give Farida a massive round of applause.
Thanks, everyone. I'd like to also acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation and pay my respects to elders past and present. And as I'm about to talk about healthcare and disability, I want to recognise and uphold the long-standing demand of Aboriginal communities that healthcare for Aboriginal people needs to be under Aboriginal community control. This is about sovereignty, and this is about effective healthcare. So honestly, thank you so much to everybody who has come out today in the rain. Thank you very, very much. I actually hope the people on watching this on live stream who have long COVID, I hope they're seeing this, that so many people have come out in the rain to stand up for our right to mask. This is very, very moving for us, I think, because we often feel that we've been abandoned by the government and by society in the COVID pandemic. But look at this. Look at this show of support. And look at all these people who are actually wearing N95 masks. These are people, for the people on the live stream, these people can be bothered protecting us from COVID. Honestly, we really, truly value the people who are still looking out for us at the moment, 5.5 years into the COVID pandemic. Now, and on that, 5.5 years into the COVID pandemic, 30 million people are dead worldwide from COVID. A staggering 400 million people worldwide have long COVID. This is about probably the worst time in human history to ban face masks at protests, don't you think? Yeah, don't you think? Yeah, am I right? Yes. Yeah, so what on earth is the Victorian government thinking? I'm sure many of us are wondering. Well, maybe they just didn't think of disabled people when they came up with this, which wouldn't surprise me because, honestly, they never think of us, ever. And you know what's an example of that? Actually, disabled people in Melbourne have been fighting for decades just to be able to hop on the tram, right? The tram network is not accessible. That's something we've had to protest for, and that's something called the Sydney Road Accessible Tram Stops campaign is protesting for, so check them out if you want to support that campaign. The federal government is the same. They consult with everybody except disabled people when it comes to making decisions about disabled people. And that's why the changes that they've made to the NDIS are killing people. Yay! Yay! So yeah, there's a group called Disabled People Against Cuts who've been protesting about that. Check them out. And they've also been ignoring, or the government has been ignoring, people with chronic fatigue, or ME/CFS, for decades. And this is what has led to their mismanagement of COVID now, because long COVID is similar to chronic fatigue and they treat it the same way. But when it comes to anti-protest laws, I don't think it's just that they've ignored us just because they always ignore us. Actually, it's more sinister than that. Actually, a mask ban is a way to crack down on protests by threatening the most vulnerable people at the protest. That's what they're already doing under, there's actually an existing anti-mask law called the Crimes Legislation Public Order Act 2017. It should have been repealed by now, but it hasn't. And yeah, this law is being exercised at trans rights rallies. Police have been ordering immunocompromised people to remove their masks at trans and other rallies. This is why we can have no confidence in their claim that they will introduce a health exemption for people masking for health reasons. Even if that is written into the legislation, we cannot trust VicPol to uphold that when they're conducting themselves the way they conduct themselves. So they're actually planning to demask people this weekend at the trans rally coming up. They've declared a designated zone where they can exercise the power. So I strongly urge people, everybody who's willing and able and in a fit state to attend that rally, to act in solidarity with disabled people and with trans people. Sorry, my phone keeps going blank. So, Yeah. Instead of cracking down on protest, right? I say this to the Victorian government and to the federal government too. You need to get your house in order. We are in a pandemic. People with long COVID, ME/CFS, fibromyalgia and other conditions like that. We need healthcare. We need income support. We aren't getting it. Doctors need training about how to treat us. We need antiviral medication. We need to be able to get on the DSP. And instead of cutting the NDIS, in a pandemic situation, you need to be expanding it. Our government is to get out of COVID denial mode. They need to do their job, educate the public about how to prevent COVID transmission. When the government declared that Omicron was a less severe version of COVID, they conceded everything to the so-called freedom movement, which was led by Nazis. So it's no wonder that Nazis are confident now to march through our streets today. The government can't possibly be surprised by this. It was the state government who set up this situation. Nazis and COVID denial go hand in hand. If the state government was to fight fascism, they shouldn't be banning face masks, they should be encouraging them. And also, you can't fight fascism, right? You can't fight fascism by granting police extra powers to be more fascist. Am I right? That is not going to work. All that is going to do is it is going to attract more fascists to join the police force than what they already are. And you know, for people like me who already have long COVID or similar, the consequences of reinfection can be severe. It could even put me in a life-threatening situation. But I don't want you to think this is just about people like me. It's actually about everybody's right to mask. Everybody has a right to protect themselves from COVID, which is a very dangerous disease. Those of us with long COVID know just how dangerous it is. We're the canary in your coal mine, and we're telling you about it. Yeah, COVID is a biohazard. It's a threat to the human race. Anybody can get long COVID. You don't have to have an underlying condition. Actually, you know, we all have an underlying condition that makes us vulnerable. You know what it's called? It's called the human condition. All human beings, none of us are invincible to the COVID virus. Times are grim right now. You know, there's COVID, there's the Gaza genocide, there's the housing crisis, cost of living crisis. If we want to get through the next few years, we're going to need to show each other solidarity. And this is a beautiful display of solidarity right here, right now. Thank you again. So I say, let's make solidarity the new pandemic. Let's make it infectious. Everybody stand up for everybody. This is the way of the future. Thank you.
Our next speaker is a rank and file member of the CMFEU. Have Amelia, who was here earlier. Here she is.
Hi everyone, thanks for coming out tonight and thanks for having me here to speak. I want to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and that we are on stolen land. And I also want to talk a little bit about our Koori construction gang. So our Koori organiser at the CFMEU is pending a court case. His court case was meant to be tomorrow, but they've pushed it back again. Unfortunately, since we've been under administration, they've taken away his permit to enter workplaces, his right of entry. And while they keep delaying his court case, because they know they're gonna fucking lose, he can't go on site and do the work that he's been doing for many years in terms of fighting the issue of black cladding in the construction industry. And since administration and since our Koori organiser has lost his right of entry, we have seen companies that the CFMEU was fighting against black cladding taking up multi-million dollar government contracts. So I'm a part of Defend the Unions, Defend the CFMEU. We are a group of rank and file unionists and community members who see the issues of the administration for what it is, and that it affects all of us because any union can be put under this administration. And unfortunately, these proposed new laws to limit our rights to protest are just another tool of the state to limit workers' power and to limit our ability to organise and fight back against shit laws that make our lives worse. Administration is just another one of those shit fucking laws. We have seen our rights to strike stripped away, our rights to protest are under threat, and the cops are the ones who will enforce these shit ass laws. Just as they break up our picket lines, just as just the other month when allied pinnacle workers were on strike, the bosses called in the senior sergeant of Altona Station to escort scab labor in for the night shift. And then she drove into the factory where we saw management pile up boxes of baked goods into her car. That's how much it costs to rent a cop to break a strike. That's all it takes. And they fight against their own class interests. They enforce laws that make it harder for us to make a living, to have rights and dignity for all of us, our communities, our children, and every oppressed group around. I won't say much more. I'll just tell you a little bit about the CFMEU and the administration we're under. Unfortunately, the government would like to say it's we were brought into administration to weed out corruption. But what we have actually seen is the decimation of women's leadership in the union. Yay! The use of NDA agreements to silence those who've been forced out. Yay! Something which Trades Hall has been campaigning against for a number of years, by the way. And we've seen the restricting of organising of our CORI members. Yay! So thank you so much for having me up here. Thank you so much for coming out in the rain. And I hope to see you all in the struggle again.
Thank you so much, Amelia. Just such a good reminder of all the multifaceted things that will be impacted by these laws, unions, the Palestine struggle, the climate struggle, so many things.
The revolution in Rojava is a beacon of hope for the world, putting direct democracy and feminism into practice on a broad scale. This radical attempt at social transformation now faces huge challenges, including daily attacks by the Turkish military with little outside recognition or aid. Show your support for Rojava by joining Northeast Syria Solidarity, or NESS, and help ensure the survival of this inspiring experiment in social change. NESS sends aid, raises awareness, and builds solidarity. Get involved at www.nesssolidarity.org.au. NESS is a 3CR supporter.
Live Palestina, o grossa sionismen.
Live Palestina, o grossa sionismen. Live, live, live Palestina. Live, live, live Palestina. Live Palestina, o grossa sionismen. Live Palestina.
Vi har plockat citronerna
och pressat oliverna
och pressat oliverna.
Och hela världen känner till vår jord.
Och hela världen känner till vår jord. Leve, leve, leve Palestina. Leve, leve, leve Palestina. Leve Palestina och krossa sionismen. Leve Palestina och krossa sionismen.
Och vi har kastat stenar på.
Och vi har kastat stenar på.
Soldater och poliser.
Soldater och poliser.
Och vi har skjutit raketer.
Och vi har skjutit raketer.
Mot våra fiender.
Mot våra fiender.
Och hela världen känner till vår kamp.
Och hela världen känner till vår kamp. Palestina och krossa sionismen.
Och vi ska befria vårt land.
Och vi ska befria vårt land.
Från imperialismen.
Från imperialismen.
Och vi ska bygga upp vårt land.
Och vi ska bygga upp vårt land.
Till socialismen.
Till socialismen.
Och hela världen kommer att bevittna.
Och hela världen kommer att bevittna. Leve, leve, leve Palestina. Leve, leve, leve Palestina. Leve Palestina och krossa sionismen. 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 Leve Palestina och krossa sionismen.
Yes, that was Kofia, Leva Palestina. And before that, you heard Defend the Sent speeches from the 12th of August, 2025, which actually, I hope it was good because it covered a lot of different...
different causes, different topics, but the uniting factor that... Yeah, we need to have our right to protest and you know, how those struggles are kind of united under that issue.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's, well, I think somebody in the speech just said something about, it might have been at the end, I'm not sure, about, you know, all oppressed people, all people who, that, I mean... If people who own the means of production, people who sit in parliament and serve those who are the landlords, etc., they can say whatever they freaking please, can't they? You know, nobody's going to arrest them for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I hope that was all very useful. We've only got 5 minutes to go.
I know you had so many things planned for this show, but the time is... rapidly escaping.
Yeah, but I actually thought our discussion, it was supposed to be just a little introductory thing about David Dungai Jr. dying in jail and people protesting about it. I think it expanded on a lot of really important things, so I think that was worthwhile.
Absolutely, Yeah.
All right, so... might just leave you with one or two more songs. And just to remind you, you listen to 3CR Radio, 855 AM or 3cr.org.au. And I hope you listen to it more through the year. You can donate when you like. You can become a subscriber and also means you're a member of the community, of the station itself. So make that your... late New Year's resolution, you know, give money to a good cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to listen to Samson P, Pater Physics.
Yes, our local MC and fabulous trumpet player, Pat. Happy New Year to you out there if you are listening. And I think this is a track that you did with one of the guys from Dead Prez. I could be wrong, but I think that's who it was. And, yeah, killer track.
Here we go.
Too many prisons and not enough schools. Too many weapons and not enough tools. Not enough teachers, too many fools. For me, I'm from where fights is born. I'm from where nights is dawn. I'm from the ingredients spit from the sun.
Yo. Fake cover art, they know the bluff, play the game like a deck of cards. They pull them strings like they play the harp, did it for the devil's heart. Rebels march on a holy path, while the oligarchs watch from a penthouse afar. They counting pennies, blood money in the dark. I don't think it's gonna change, only changes in the tip jar. I had to put that in my pocket for that poison fill my hip flask. Strange feelings got me, getting closer to God, my spirit awakened. And the puzzle it's encased in. Nah, nah, not today, Satan. It's like the globe spinning mad and we remain patient. Now my TV telling me bombs over Tel Aviv. Genocide, sweeping Palestine, where you be? Same stories of the East, they was plotted in the West. Comrades gotta eat, couple checks and the rest.
Sign of the times, conquer divide. Polarizes enemies, you know on the same side. Calling lies. On the colonized, dehumanized life, inability to empathize. If you post truth in the post truth era, the most you can hope to do is either talk to the converted or just to shift the timeline, either save the future and the self. Blood blessings for the ether. Won't be a perpetrator or capital or victim either. For the training acolytes and all the non believers. Defining democratic economic dictatorship. Children of the vanguard find a space time dimensional rift. Actually, we can actually look to rejected reality. Except in this way, brother, who said it has to be? Not you, not me, get free. My G, friends and family and hidden enemies. This the game, gotta navigate your aim now. Through the mud, through the lover when it rains down. Wash the blood, watch and wash the blood now. Seek light, aim, lock, how you hold it down. This the game, gotta navigate your aim now. Through the mud, don't you love her when it rains down. Wash the blood, I watch and wash the blood now. Seek light, aim, lock, how you hold it down.
I formed an allegiance with the number one, the letter A, beginning of the day, the way, the wisdom, the wish, the will, the river, the tree, the try, the trek. The neck, the ball of the foot, the back of the thigh, the glimmer of the eye, peered at what it's intrigued by.